Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Les Brown talks with us about how to bounce back when you're going through tough times. Enjoy.
There most certainly are times when we feel like that, when you say, I don't have any idea whatsoever of what I'm going to do to pull this out. Been in situations like that, where I had deadlines I had to meet. I didn't meet those deadlines, and I lost a car, lost a home, lights were cut off, telephone was cut off. All of those things are going to happen to you at different points in life. Now, the question is, what does it really mean? It really doesn't mean anything. It's not important at all. It's just a temporary inconvenience, because all of those things can be corrected. And it's a part of the process that we all go through. Now, the challenge is, in the midst of all of these things, is one, to stay focused on your goal, and two, to keep your expectations of making it happen and keeping your energy positive and relentlessly looking for ways in order to pull it out. And I guarantee you that there will be some intervention. What causes it? I don't know. That will seem like it's supernatural. Give you an example. I remember once when I lost my job, when I was fired out of broadcasting, September 18th, I'll never forget, 1978. I was behind in my house notes, and my house was up for foreclosure. I did everything I could. I had borrowed as much money as I could borrow. I had talked to family members and friends. I did everything I could, and I couldn't get enough money, being unemployed for several months, applying for job after job after job, and couldn't get a job. I couldn't get enough money to save the house. But I never felt, and this is very important, the feeling that I had, never felt that I was going to lose that house. I wanted that house. And so what I did was very uncanny. I released it. I did the best that I could. And at that time, with the limited money that I did have, I decided to take a trip with my family to Miami to go down and spend time in the sun with my children. We caught a Greyhound bus from Columbus, Ohio, and we went to Florida. By the time I arrived on the day that the bank was to foreclose at 12 noon on the house, I got a call from one of my former assistants who went by the house and called me and said, Les, it's an emergency. Call Columbus right away. I did, and Carolyn Sloan said, Les, you won't believe this. You have a check from the Internal Revenue Service on your income tax. And it was enough to pay the house notes, and I had money over. I never received a refund prior to that time or since that time. And I did not lose the house. So there are things that we don't know or understand, but we do know that if we do certain things, that things begin to happen that's in our favor, that shows that the universe is on our side. Everything that we're seeking, I believe that if we begin to align our thoughts with action and be relentless, don't try 2 or 3 things or 15 or 20 things, but 100 things, 500 things if necessary, 10,000 things as Edison did, if necessary, until we find a way out. Many of us, we eliminate many possibilities for ourselves because we really don't do all we can do. I think A.L. Williams was right when he said, all we can do is all we can do, and all we can do is enough. And I think, honestly speaking, even judging from myself, and I think that my commitment is stronger than most people. But if I had to literally measure my commitment in terms of what I put forth in my dream, I would say that I might have given about 18 to 20% of what I'm really capable of. As high in consciousness as I believe that I am, comparatively speaking, where I used to be, I'm still nowhere near reaching 50% of the commitment that I can make to accelerate the growth and the development of my dream and the manifestation of the things that I know within myself that I'm capable of producing. So our biggest challenge is beginning to look at within ourselves to remove those energy blocks, because if we are not producing the income that we want, let us not look outside of ourselves, but look within ourselves to find out, how am I blocking me? Am I really giving it all that I have? Am I really being as creative as I can be? Am I really unstoppable? Am I as relentless as I can be? Am I exhausting every means possible? Am I turning up every rock to find what it is that I'm looking for? That what resides between our ears, when we're thinking about how do I come up with $500, $1,200, or $2,000, is the same gray matter that resides between the ears of a Ross Perot or Donald Trump when his bankers say, you've got 30. How is it that one man or woman can do it and do a million times more than these other people and the other ones don't? It has to be consciousness. It has to be. And when we talk about consciousness, we're talking about a collection of our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions and experiences used as an active force to produce in our lives that which we want to produce.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.